Old bandmates and friends Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell have a new album together called Old Yellow Moon. The two met when Rodney joined Emmylou's amazing hot band in the 1970s, singing harmonies and contributing some wonderful songs. As our conversation continued, I asked the two about the song selection on the new album.
One of the things about this record, and one of the things I think is really wonderful about this whole project, is you, and I mean this in all the best possible ways, you guys sing to your age. I mean, there are songs on here that are about people getting older. There's, you know, Here We Are, and Back When We Were Beautiful, a great example of that. And that's, I think that's a really positive thing. Did you all think about that or talk about that at all?
Maybe after the fact. But I think that it was what we're drawn to is because of who we are at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's some sort of, there has to be some sort of truth in it. You know, we can make all this up, but you know, sometimes fiction is very truthful, you know, and you know, it wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't have any place in the culture if we were trying to sell the culture, you know, or the greater populace out there, or whatever the fandom that we have, anything other than the truth about who we are at this particular time. Isn't that true, Emmy?
Yes, that's true.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
We're truth sayers.
One of the other things that happens with this project, looking back at a lot of the video of going back to the hot band days, has been popping up in my sights, and it is so great to see the enthusiasm of that band and that tour, those first tours. Rodney, what's your memories of that? Were you all just kind of hanging on because it was so much fun?
Yeah, it was like we got a speeding bus, you know, and Emmy and I grabbed onto the back, and we're like flying in the breeze in the back. You know, Emory Gordy's, you know, just pushing the bass guitar right out, because John Weir and Emory just created this locomotive thing that, and Glendy Harden would play. They played with so much passion. And then in the beginning, you know, James Burton is over there with all that, you know, the panache that he has as a guitar player, you know, playing behind his back and showing off. He's a perfect show-off. And when he left, along comes this skinny Englishman who, you know, play a guitar like
a ringing locomotive.
A bell.
Yeah.
It was
ringing a bell.
It was fun. It was like, you know, Emmy and I got to play guitars and sing, but it was like, really, it was like getting inside a Ferrari, wasn't it?
It was. And also, you know, James and later Albert, you know, for all that Freight Train stuff, which was so great to get into, working with James Burton, the way he would move around the singer. You know, I learned that great players know how to not step on the singer, but they understand where to fill the holes. And then, man, if you give them a chance to cut loose, that's the way to do it, because everything is still about the song, you know, after all these years.
Yeah, what would you say the other day? Sometimes we'd play a song so slow that you'd think it was going to fall off the planet,
and yet they knew how to keep the groove. I mean, it was amazing how they could keep the groove, that original band. And I will say that all my bands, and your band since, Rodney, I think we learned that from that original band, you know, and it just became part of our kind of DNA, and this band can do the same thing too. That we're yet to be named. We're working on that.
Yeah, that's important. We got a good crew.
We got a really good crew.
Very
yeah.
talented young musicians, and a couple of them are nearing our age group.
But we're kind of the old guys.
Yeah, we're so young at heart. I mean, come on.
We are young at heart.
Yeah, I gotta say, you guys sound really kind of excited about this whole thing. I can't wait to see that out. It's gonna be great.
I gotta say, David, it's as fun. You know, it was so much fun back in, you know, in the day, and this is just as much fun. We were in England not long ago, and waiting to get on a train, and I was sitting there going, well, what is this feeling I'm having? And I realized it was first time we were over in England and we were waiting to get on a train, how much fun it was to wait to get on a train to go play some music. It's good.
Yeah, it's still, we're waiting on that train. It'll be coming into a station near you soon.
Absolutely. Well, we got time for one more, and what do you guys want to do?
Well, David, you and your listeners may not know that once upon a time, I was a bull rider down in Texas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's like we had rodeo down there, kind of in the way inner city kids play pickup basketball. We had pickup rodeos where what we call jackpot rodeo. Now, I was no good at it. I told Amy I never made it a full 8 seconds. And truthfully, I was usually looking for a safe way to fall off. But, you know, the language and the poetry around rodeo is like a lot of sports and a lot of, you know, I'm sure golf has its language, NASCAR has its language, rodeo has its language. And I wrote this song some years ago, and Johnny Cash, you kind of gave the iconic performance to the song, and later on Nora Jones did it and kind of opened the door for me to
Karen
crawl
Brooks
back
into Karen Brooks, too, didn't she record?
Karen Brooks, you're right.
That's right, Karen Brooks.
Sorry, I left out
Karen
Brooks.
No, that's okay.
But we decided to put it on the record because we could. Like this.
First you gotta wanna get off. Bad enough to wanna get on him in the first place. And you better trust in your lady luck. Pray to God she don't give up on you right now. Live fast and die young, bull rider. One hand hold is all you got. Chewing the bull against the clock in a coarse crowd. Nothing else you've ever done can pull this weight. Just outside the buck and shoot, you lose a spur, you lose your seat, and you lose yourself. By now he's bucking mean and dirty, slinging scars and cowboy boots and kicking clowns.
Great song. That is Bull Rider, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell. You'll find a version of that on the Old Yellow Moon, the new album. Rodney, I'm thinking of putting together a show with the former sons-in-law of Johnny Cash, telling the story of approaching him with a song. Mm-hmm. And Chris Nicolau had some great stories about that. How did he approach that song? How did he come to do it?
Well, you know, our mutual collaborator, Brian Ahern, was the purveyor of that song to Johnny Cash because they were making a record together, and Brian played it for John. Oddly, you know, most of my songs that John recorded over the years wasn't anything that I showed him or played for him. He sort of found them on his own. I think Roseanne sometimes would sort of cajole him into recording my songs, but Johnny Cash was like Emmy Lou in the sense that he hoarded songs too, and he was a brilliant songwriter, but he was always on the look for that good song that he could
pre-made
sing.
Pre-made up.
That pre-made up song.
Well, I had one more sort of Nashville question for you all, because we spent a better part of a week down there recently, and we talked to a lot of younger people too, and there feels like there's a lot of really positive energy in Nashville for songwriters and musicians. Not necessarily, you know, genre-wise, perhaps the same as you guys, but I'd love to get your feelings about living there now. I mean, Emmy, I know they say that if you don't have a dog from Emmy's rescue, you don't really live there. But
right. Well, you know, I'm really kind of out of the loop, except for my circle. You know, like Rodney and Buddy Miller and Julie Miller live down the street, and the sort of the people that I hang with, songwriters like Jamie O'Hara and Kieran Kane, and I don't really know what is happening. I mean, occasionally you'll do a night at the Bluebird. You know, they're basically my old friends, and except for having that wonderful experience, as I mentioned earlier, with Ashley Monroe and that song, I am so completely, my time is so completely taken up with dog rescue, because it really has become, I just try to think in terms of what new young artists, hot new artists, can do my benefit to raise money for the dog adoption.
I
you know,
tell
I'm.
You.
That's the way I think about it. Unfortunately, my mind goes right to who can I get to milk for some kind of fundraiser.
Well,
you know?
David, I can address that, I think, in a slightly different way than Emmy did. I'm delighted in Nashville. Really great artists coming in there. Corey Chisel now lives in Nashville, and Corey is a true poet. Come down from Wisconsin, you know Corey.
Oh yeah.
Great performer. He's been out to my house and my studio, and we've done work together. And Butch Walker is now, spending most of his time. You know, the guy that produced Pink. And,
yep.
Is so talented. And Jack White moved to Nashville,
yeah,
and a lot of people follow Jack White. You know, it's like, I think Jack White would probably be a big surge of energy behind Nashville becoming re-energized, mm-hmm. and probably the reason Corey came. But it's also, hey, thank you, New York Times. They had an article about Nashville being one of the, most pleasurable cities to live in now. It's really good. Creatively, it's a great place. It's always been a great place. All of my pals down in Texas who have been angered by the quote-unquote corporate record, music business, they've forgotten that Bela Fleck and John Jorgensen and Buddy Miller and Michael Rhodes and all of these great genius musicians have been in Nashville, and the industry there spits out a paycheck now and then that allows these people to raise family while pursuing, this higher art that Bela Fleck will go after. There's just so many artists on that level in Nashville, and that's why I know I'll never leave.
Mm-hmm. I'll never leave. My house is paid for. I do love it there. I do love it there. And I when I first moved there, it was a stop in the road. You know, I thought, well, there's more exotic, interesting places. And, I must have been crazy. I mean, I just stayed there as time went by. I dug roots down there. And as all the people I've mentioned, my friends, it's my hometown now.
Yep. Well, it seems like a great place to have a home. Emmy Lou Harris, Rodney Crowell, thank you all so much for this new album, and thanks for talking with us.
You bet.
Thank you, David.
And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.